Most people will be heading to different destinations, especially today, ahead of this huge Easter weekend, and we'll be using the national roads, and these are often managed by the National Roads Agency, known as SANRAL. Madota Mtembu joins us. He's operations and maintenance manager for SANRAL. Madota, thanks for your time. Welcome to 702.
Hello, good afternoon.
What are some of the busiest roads right now, especially in Gauteng, Limpopo, and northwest? And I'm asking this deliberately just to find out, Madota, some roads that should be avoided and those that could be possibly used.
Well, of course, I mean, it's your major national routes, starting with the N1, going north, knowing that some worshippers going to Moria. So the N1 to Pulukwane, the R71 that connects Pulukwane and Sanin and the midway, then there's the church there in Moria. So the R71 between Pulukwane and Moria will be very, very busy. The N4 going east towards Mozambique, the N4 going west towards Botswana, the N3 going south to Durban. And then, of course, you have got others like the N12, the N17, and so on. So basically, yeah, those are major national routes. Yeah.
Give us a picture, if you will. Are those packed right now? And what are some of the delays that can be expected? What numbers are we talking about per hour of vehicles that are traveling on those roads?
From where I'm sitting, we at SANRAL, we don't track the daily traffic projections. I think that would be for our sister department.
Sure.
But I think people can expect very high volumes when they leave, maybe later tonight or early hours of the morning and so on and over the weekend. But unfortunately, I don't have
that. No, that's fine. I'm just wondering, we speak about this almost every year, if not a couple of times in a year, Madota. Tips for road users. I even shudder to ask if people listen to these tips and if people heed these tips. But what are some of the things to look out for, especially if you're going to be driving for quite some time?
I think we would encourage road users and motorists in general to, number one, to respect the traffic rules. They are there for a reason, and make sure that, I mean, before, I think first of all, plan your trip properly and make sure that you fasten your belts, your vehicle is roadworthy, and of course during your journey you rest. If it's a long journey, the recommended issue is that you rest every 2 hours or every 200 kilometers. I think where you can maybe avoid traveling at night, I would put across those advices.
And your responsibility as SANRAL, just to make sure that these national roads are safe, what are your responsibilities and limitations?
We are a road authority, so it means our main core business is providing a safe and reliable road infrastructure. So from SANRAL's side, we make sure that our national roads are free of potholes. Whenever potholes do develop, we have a measure that we've put in place that they must be closed within 48 hours where possible. In this region where I'm in, where we're looking after these four provinces, of the three, that's Northwest, Limpopo and Mpumalanga respectively, we've just revitalized our road markings, our road signs. So our contribution to road safety is to make sure that the infrastructure that we own is reliable and safe to use.
Any critical road constructions that are there that we need to look out for, especially for first-time road users, just to be aware of these?
I can just mention a few construction projects that we have. Of course, over the course of the weekend, we won't be busy with any construction activity, but because there is construction happening, so we have what you call traffic accommodation. So there's traffic accommodation signs that when you go through that construction zone, you must adhere so that you don't cause accidents. Here in Gauteng, we started a project here on the R21 between Pretoria and the airport. We've got the Mloto Road in Mpumalanga. We have got a construction project there happening. We've got another project going down to Swaziland or Eswatini, just before the Oshwuk border post along the N17. We've got another project south of Tabazimbi in Limpopo along the R510. We've got another project in the northwest between Vollmaranstad going to Leeudoringstad all the way to the border with Free State. So just one of the few projects that we have. So we encourage and advise people that whenever they're going to use those routes, they just must be extra careful and adhere to the road signage that has been erected up there.
Madotam Tembu, Operations and Maintenance Manager at SANRAL, 29 minutes to 4 o'clock.